Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today we're here in the studio with Joyce Houston, who's a master food preserver, as well as Chris Lewis, who is also a master food preserver, and we're going to talk about the upcoming training program for people who want to be master food preservers. And I also am a master food preserver and have really enjoyed working with the University of California Cooperative Extension. So what is a master food preserver? How would you describe it, Chris?
Well, to me, a master food preserver is somebody who wants to teach people in the community safe food preservation and really just food preservation in general. It's a way to help empower people, be involved in the community. So that's what it is to me.
Yeah. And how about you, Joyce?
And I will just add to that, it's a way that you know you have a better knowledge that what you are teaching is safe because you've gone through the coursework that is offered through University of California, Davis Cooperative Extension.
I have to say, I had a little bit experience before I went through the training with lot of methods of food preservation, but I have to say the one that surprised me the most was what I didn't know about how long to refrigerate things.
Oh, interesting.
I have to say, things probably lingered in my refrigerator far longer than they should have and far longer than they were safe before I took the program. And now I know enough to move them on along before they develop any sort of visual signs that they should be moved along.
I left a lot of things out on the counter for too long.
Well, I think that one thing I learned that I always remember and make sure I teach when I'm talking about dehydration is the pasteurization of the food. Once you've dehydrated it, I think I always thought, okay, it's done. But there is a pasteurization process that helps it be safe and be safe for a longer period of time.
Right. Just popping it in the freezer. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yep. 24 to 48 hours.
Yep. Yeah. And that way there's nothing that's going to appear in there that you don't want to see rolling around in your bag of dehydrated apples.
That's right.
Something else enjoying it before you do.
Really. Now, the program itself is quite a time commitment, right,
yes.
Chris?
Yes. So the program itself, we do one full month Saturdays. It's an all-day Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 to 4-ish p.m. and Mondays from 5:30 to 8:30. And so that'll be every Saturday and Monday in the month of February and the first week of March.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite a big time commitment. But the nice thing is it's February. It's
yes.
raining outside. What else are you going to be doing? This is a good time of year to be doing this. You don't want to be doing it when apples are just loaded on the trees and tomatoes are growing in the garden. You want to be doing it in the middle of winter so that you learn this stuff and you're ready to go later. Now, in the past, these trainings have been done at the Eureka Co-op, but this year it's a different location.
Yeah, we were very generously given use of the Bear River Community Kitchen in Lolita, and we're pretty excited about that. Beautiful facility, really great location. I can't think of a better place for us to have a bunch of people learning how to preserve food. And we can, in certain places, you can sit and you can look out over the Ferndale Valley. It's really wonderful. So, yeah, the Bear River Tribal Council was very generous to let us use their facility.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
Great. Now, people come from all over Humboldt County to take this training, am I right? And also Del Norte.
We do get people in from Del Norte. Yep. Northern Humboldt, Southern Humboldt, Eastern Humboldt, pretty much everywhere. Yeah.
Part of the West.
Right on the coast, yeah. Great. And what sorts of food preservation methods are usually taught in the class?
Well, we try to teach pretty much everything. So we start with things that you would think would be pretty basic, but I can guarantee you'll learn things like freezing and dehydrating. We also do canning of different kinds. So you'll learn not only to can jams and jellies and fruits, but also vegetables and meats and beans. We also do some fermentation. We're trying to expand that class a little bit.
Now, when you took the program, you had never really used a pressure canner before, am I right?
I had not. That is correct. When I went through the program, I had very minimal food preservation experience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you kind of embrace that because you're now one of the people that I know that does a lot of pressure canning.
Yes, I do. I love to pressure can beans because I love to buy the dry beans in bulk from one of our local Humboldt County farmers and pressure can them so that when I get home from work, I can just open up a can of beans and it's like magic.
Great.
Quick
and easy. Good. Yeah. Now, there's an orientation. If people are interested, they're going to need to get an application and fill out an application, right?
Yes. So we'd like to get the application in sometime by December, really, but we'll take them as late as January. The orientation is Saturday, January 21st.
Okay. And how do people get a hold of the application?
So the application is on our website, the UC Davis. We also have a Facebook page, and you can find the application there. You can always call the office, too, and we'd be happy to give you a printed version.
Great. Yeah, I've noticed, like, if you just type in Master Food Preserver Humboldt into a search engine, it'll take you to the various locations where there is information available. So that should be an easy way for people to get a hold of that. And then at the orientation, what sorts of things are you going to talk about?
Well, at orientation, we like to talk about what to expect during the class, how they should come prepared, and what they should bring with them, which is pretty minimal, really, and hand out their materials. They'll get a book and also a binder with a lot of information. They basically get all the teaching materials up front. They learn about what their homework is going to be because there is going to be some outside homeworks of food preservation on your own for the student, and then they get to come and do a short presentation on what they did and what they learned and what they messed up and what not really great.
If you're not making mistakes, you're not doing enough food preservation.
Exactly.
Okay. And there's a volunteer commitment once you finish the training. So what sorts of things do people do after they finish the training?
Well, I think there's a wide variety of things that some of our graduates are doing. I would say maybe the most common is giving small group presentations, whether it be at like a Grange, local Grange. In some cases, it's at their homes. Maybe neighbors have found out that they have become a master food preserver. I know I've had this happen and have had groups at my home where we've done tuna and we've done jams, and it's really been a lot of fun. At various times, we've had a table at the farmer's market, and then we have one person who's writing articles. And so, I mean, there's really a variety of things, and really you're limited by your imagination.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing, is there's something for everybody who wants to volunteer. And if you're not comfortable speaking in front of groups, no problem. There are plenty of other things that need to be done as part of the program. Now, who are the faculty for the training program?
Well, the people that are going to be teaching are Master Food Preservers themselves. So that's a really exciting opportunity to meet people that are actually doing it, have already been through the program.
And then there are outside speakers, too, which enriches it a bit, I believe.
We've been lucky enough to have Pete Haggard, who's a local person who has taught us how to do fermentation.
Mm-hmm. So wonderful.
And learned a little bit about smoking. We've had a local person teach us about smoking. So lots of local resources that can be incorporated in the program, and then local people who are master food preservers who are teaching it. Well, this sounds like a great opportunity. People should go look online for Master Food Preserver Humboldt if they're interested. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Joyce Houston and Chris Lewis. Thank you so much, Joyce and Chris.
Sure.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.